This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Jonathan Daniels on the sidelines with sweatshirt, rolled up.
Do
you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Shop Talk. And Christina Acra will be joining us soon. She's been abducted, and we are working on a ransom. We got a collection out in the hallway going. But we got a list of topics to discuss with our Pro Shop guys, Jim Scollins from PatriotsProShop.com, Jeff Breitenbach, one of our top buyers in the retail department, and myself, Mike Pariello from Pro Shop.
Isn't Christina down in the store? That's where she's at?
I doubt that. Rumor has it she's with Ken Flanders.
Oh, so maybe we should just have her call in from Ken's line.
So we're on a, yeah.
You were lying your ass off.
Yeah, yeah, that ain't happening. Once again, we don't know where Ken is. We tried to get him in here again this week, and no luck. But the show must go on. So we got a bunch of topics we want to talk about, starting off with the pink apparel for this week's NFL games, and hoping Jeff can give us a little insight of what that is.
Well, the NFL this year has decided to support the they have a huge breast cancer awareness initiative, which is going to go on throughout the month at various games. They've come up with pink products that the players and coaches will be wearing on the sidelines, basically taking elements of the regular player sideline cap and putting pink highlights and the breast cancer pink ribbon on the back of the hat.
There you go.
And then we have novelty items that go along with that, sporting the NFL shield with the pink ribbon on it. Items like koozies and pins and necklaces. And
Jeff's got some here, all with the ribbon on it. Jim, these are online?
Some of them are online. Not everything yet. We just got some of it in today, so it'll be up. Some. If you search for pink ribbon, it'll bring up what we have. I know the men's hat is up. The ladies' hat will be up today. The koozie is up. The pink mini helmet. The tote bag. So four or five items are up, and more will be up tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow, and by Friday.
Nice. And
search for pink ribbon.
Pink ribbon.
Pink ribbon.
And I know the cheerleaders, I have heard, that will be decked out in pink jerseys. And I know the mascots got some pink going on. And the coaches, players, I don't know if you just said that.
Yes.
They'll be wearing that hat.
Yes.
And it's pretty neat hat. It's basically the sideline cap, the one you've been seeing, you'll see online. And it's just got flashes of pink on it.
Wherever there was red.
Hoodie in pink?
Ooh. No. Yeah, the question is, would he wear that?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he would. That'd be. I would love to see that.
Yeah,
you know, we should get one and put it in his locker.
And, yeah. I think if it was where his normal one is, he probably wouldn't notice the difference and just put it on.
Could be.
Yeah, if he's that much in a game
okay.
Zone. Yeah, we'll see if that happens. But yeah, so that if anybody out there is has a chance to stop by the Pro Shop or online. These would serve as a dual purpose to get your apparel, wardrobe, koozies, drinking hand, whatever, updated and benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation. Yes, Jeff?
We also have free player cards that we're going to give out with any purchase.
There you go.
Until they're gone. And we opened up one pack. It's like three cards. It had, I believe it was Brady, Mayo, and Moss. And they're regular, like, I don't know who made them. I want to say Tops, but I don't know if they are Tops. But they're player cards. And they have pink highlights on it, pink ribbons on it, action photos of the players. And
so the purchase of any pink ribbon product comes with that, whether online or in the store? Is
yes.
That
while do you want to do it online?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we'll do it
there
online.
There you go, then. Making retail decisions on the fly.
That's right.
We will do it online then.
Yes, it could.
Done.
While supplies last.
While supplies last.
Yes. Well, if that's that's all we got on the pink, we would like to tap into Jim's. What you had a little topic phrase to this. Not all shirts.
Not all jerseys are created equal. I think in the first or second show we talked about replica, replithenic, and authentic. But in online, and I'm sure you get the question in the store quite frequently, is people will say, how come your shirts are more expensive than I saw in some other discount store? Right? And
yes.
The fact of the matter is it's our replica jerseys are not the same jerseys that you find in, you know, Walmart or Bob's or any of the places that also sell jerseys. It's not, they're not all the same.
Right.
So what I did was I put together a couple of pictures that you can see online. If you go to the FAQ on the Pro Shop's website, on the top right corner of the site, the Pro Shop website, there's an FAQ. Click that, and there's a link there that says not all jerseys are created equal. And I sort of broke down a little bit some of the comparisons, and I brought the jerseys with me so we could look at them. And if you look at the first thing you notice right away when you look at both jerseys is they're not the same exact material. The replica jersey is a lot heavier mesh than the sort of less expensive version. I even weighed them, and I put the weights on the webpage. I think it was the discount store version weighed, I think, 0.62 pounds, and the replica jersey weighed 0.82 pounds, same size, 0.82 pounds, so it's heavier.
Solid.
And I also compared it to, there's a picture of Tom Brady in uniform wearing the regular shirt, so you can see how the equipment replica shirt that we sell compares to the actual uniform versus the discount sort of version, how that compares. And there's just things that the discount version doesn't have.
Shoulder
that the real
stripes.
Jersey has. It doesn't have the numbers on the shoulders. The shoulder stripes are on the replica jersey are stitched in. It's a piece of material that's stitched in. On the discount version, it's screen printed on. The neckline is different. The real jersey and our replica jersey has a silver band around the neckline.
Same as the authentic.
Right. And it has the NFL shield patch
at
the neckline. And the
nameplate.
The other one doesn't. The nameplate is true. This is a sewn-on nameplate. The letters are still screen-printed, but the less expensive version obviously doesn't have that. And I'm not knocking the less expensive version, right?
No, but people need to know if you buy this,
people
are going to know you want the El Cheapo.
People will email us and say, hey, you know, I was in some other store and I saw a jersey that was $40 and yours is $79 or whatever, and, you know, why is that? And I, you know, we sort of explain it, but I thought it'd be a good topic for us to just to touch on here that it's not the same jersey. And you don't really see the differences when you're just looking at the jersey.
Right.
If you're in a discount store and you see the cheaper version, you don't have the other one next to you, next to it to compare to.
Right.
So you don't really fully grasp that it's not the same. Even the red piping that you see on the Patriots jerseys, the discounted version doesn't have that.
And the whole purpose of getting a replica jersey is to
look like
an authentic.
Right. And it's a higher quality. Like I said, it weighs more. You can tell it's a heavier mesh. It absolutely stands up better in the wash. Because to be honest, I've owned both. And I have one of the less expensive versions of a Brewski jersey from many years ago.
Isn't that the Jets one you have?
That's not even funny.
Oh.
That's really not. You've crossed the line.
Whoa.
Jeff. So
secrets revealed.
I'm just going to talk to Jeff now because I don't deal with you anymore. But you can see, I mean, if you look at the website, you'll see that they're very different. And when you have them next to each other to compare, you can really tell that they're not the same jersey.
And can you tell us again where you put the photos online?
If you go to the FAQ on the Pro Shop's website, the top link there will say not all jerseys are created equal, and you can see the little
is that
collage.
Is that your creative tagline?
What?
Yes,
not all jerseys are created equal. That's right. That's my tagline. I made that up. I'm going to trademark that.
And did you take the pictures too?
I did take the pictures.
All right.
You can go home after that. That's a lot of work.
That's a full day.
Damn right. Well, good.
Actually, I did that before lunch, Mike. Some people do more before lunch than you.
And I don't believe, I know we talked about the premier jerseys, but I don't believe there's a, well, I shouldn't say that. There are knockoff authentics out there on the illegal websites.
Yep.
So,
and again, I'm not knocking either version. I just wanted to make the point to our customers that when you see a discounted shirt, it's not the same player jersey as the equipment replica jersey. It's just not the same. Your choice which one you want to purchase, I'd rather have the one that looks like the Patriot uniform.
Right.
Like you said, that's the point of buying a jersey. But if you want the other version, that's fine too. Just wanted to make sure people understood it's not the same. That's why the price, therefore, is not the same.
There you go.
That's a good take, Jim.
Thank you.
Right. Well, Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be rain again this weekend. So as many jerseys as we buy, I have a feeling it's going to be Poncho City again. So I guess I will reiterate our rain gear options that we sell both online and in the pro shop. Obviously, we have the cheaper version of the poncho. It's got Patriot logos all over it.
One and done.
Not all ponchos are created equal. Ooh. Are you trying to steal my
No, you're just going to run with this.
My thunder.
You're just going to keep going.
I'm not making a web page for ponchos.
Maybe you should.
It's not going to happen.
It would help you. You need the help.
Not all websites are created equal either.
That's definitely true.
And then you have the more expensive poncho. It's thicker. It's got some snaps on the side.
Waterproof.
This is high-end poncho. But that'll last you for quite a few games, especially now. If
you bought one last week, you wouldn't have to buy one this week.
That's right. It's a gamble. You go the cheap route, another reason why to shell out a little more, and you'll get there. So we're expecting rain, and we'll have as many of our hoodie sweatshirts and lightweight jackets, ponchos, hats, obviously.
Don't you think it looks funny when people wear the same poncho?
Yeah, it does.
We were sitting in the parking lot last week before the game watching people walk by, and it just looked funny when they wore the same poncho.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Just that it looked funny when people wore the same
poncho. Kind of like couples that wear matching windsuits.
Most of them were couples. They'd have like the light blue one both of them wearing. It just looked like,
yeah.
I don't know, something just rubbed myself and my friend the wrong way about it.
Well, unfortunately, there aren't 20 versions of ponchos. Maybe if Jeff and Ken got on the ball, we wouldn't have one version of the cheap poncho.
I think you've struck a chord there.
Yes, laziness.
I will make myself a note.
More ponchos.
Yeah.
It's like luggage when you go to the airport. You know, they're all black. Why? Why is it?
You know, we got to spice it up. You know? We just found a hole in the buying system that we need to plug. That's too bad, Jeff. Well, it's job security. You know there's more out there to purchase.
I will look, yes,
to purchase.
Maybe a pink poncho.
Oh.
That would have been appropriate.
It would be nice if we had that today.
Well, we missed that one, too. Again, Ken.
It's got to be Ken.
Ken's on the schedule lately. He does this in the middle of the season. He's 2 days on, 3 days off, maybe shows up for the game, maybe doesn't. It's always kind of like if he's here, it's a, you know, it's a benefit. It's a help. But
it's just a bonus.
It
is. Just a bonus if he comes in.
Yeah, someday. Someday we'll get there. But I mean, as far as new product goes, on both, you know, across the board, I've seen down at the store. I've seen just again more selection of hats. I've seen a few more hoodies come in. I've seen some kids apparel. So it kind of looks like you guys are touching in all categories. And I believe, just looking at the site, I'm seeing a bump in each category. So if you got a little one out there that you've been hesitant about buying, or even the lady fans out there, or if you're buying for your girlfriend or wife. Seems like the product is growing. It's alive.
Something new every day coming in.
That's excellent. Well, if I'm correct, I think we've got the ransom has been met, and we've got Christina back. She's alive.
I think she was paying her bill at the pro
shop.
The
rumor has it you were abducted.
I just ran in from the pro shop. I owed someone some money, so I'm back.
We thought you were with Flanders.
No, Flanders refuses to speak to me. He's probably mad at me that I withheld a check for what since the first game.
Yeah.
Well, you did sneak it in at the end of the month, so
we can still apply
it to September's.
Yeah.
If you would have waited one more day,
bankrupt. We would have been bankrupt.
You know, when I was looking for the
my check's not that big of a payment, but
you know what, intern, we should sit on that check and not cash it until like February to screw up her checking account. Not that it'll kill you.
Not that I'll even know, because my people do my checking
account.
Oh, see? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
My people.
I'm just kidding.
Hi, this is Christina's accountant.
So what's going on? What'd I miss? Anything fun?
No, we touched on the pink product for the game.
Pink product? What's that?
We don't have any fun.
Just basically, we went over all the breast cancer awareness products that the NFL is promoting.
Great.
Actually, Christina, both of these are the two styles of hats we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. We got a structured hat
and the slouch.
And a slouch cap.
Didn't
so I will pass them to you.
Though. We renamed slouch.
It's the women's Scollins cap.
We haven't come up with a replacement for slouch yet.
Yeah,
well, I think it's a great thing that the league in general just recognizes the month of it's breast cancer awareness month. And, is it September or October? I should know this as the woman in the
October.
Room. It is October. Okay. Yep. I just so conveniently ran the Race for a Cure on Saturday to kick
off.
Did
you wear the ribbon?
The ribbon. I had pink on. Does that count? I had pink ribbons all over my T-shirt that I was in a group and we ran. It was only a 5K because I'm not much of a runner, but I made it through.
Nice.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Which is only 3.1
You went 5K more than I think I could go. So
5K is further than you think. I did it once and I thought I was going to die.
It's 3.1.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Central Park. I thought I was going to mile in. I thought I was
going
to throw up.
You were chasing somebody?
No, I was being chased.
Oh. You thought you were going to die but throw up first and then die?
They did a corporate challenge thing, and it was in Central Park. It was like 5,000 people running through Central Park. And halfway through, I thought I was going to die.
Well, good for you. You finished?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though.
You got to get over the halfway mark where you feel like you're going to die, and then you keep going.
That's where you come into the zone.
Does Central Park have their own Heartbreak Hill?
It was pretty flat, but I still felt like I was going to throw up.
Yeah, Heartbreak Hill.
It seemed a lot harder than running on my treadmill at home. That's all. I thought I was in great shape to do it, and totally different when you actually go out. And
well, you were a smoker back then.
I agree with
then,
you on that, definitely.
No, I had quit smoking by then.
Oh, okay. Right.
I definitely agree. It's tougher than you think. I'm a if I do run, which isn't a lot, it's on the treadmill. But the road is a lot different, and then you've got. There were strollers coming at me and people like, you know, serious runners.
Like a video game.
Yeah. It was over by the seaport. They took us out. The track went out into a huge parking lot that had gravel, rocks. So you couldn't really pay attention to what was in front of you. I was looking down to make sure I didn't twist an ankle. And it was an interesting day. Definitely interesting. Beautiful day. Sun was out. It was Saturday before the rainy day.
Where was
game
this
day. In Boston at the seaport area. Oh. Yeah. It was the annual Susan G. Komen Race for a Cure, and always been a supporter through college for the whole cause. So I think it's great the NFL supports it. And ladies, if you're going to wear pink jerseys, this is the game to do it. This
yes.
one and out in Denver, and then I think there's it's a London game.
We have Tennessee back here, too.
Tennessee is the 16th, 17th. That's right. Yeah. That's what I was missing.
They did Walk for the Cure here. Was it last year or the year before? It was based here across the street in one of the parking lots.
Oh, yeah?
They based it. I was driving into work, and I saw literally hundreds, if not thousands, of women walking up Route 1.
In pink.
In pink.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on? At first, I was like,
I was
a little concerned.
I thought he was in
heaven. I was having a stroke. And I realized it was, I'm not having a stroke. It's just something for a good cause. So. But there was thousands of women just walking up. It's like 7:30 in the morning. You don't expect that.
That'll
you know?
Give you a stroke, though, right?
It did.
7:30 in the morning, a bunch of women in pink.
They were on the other
up.
Side of Route 1, so I didn't risk hitting any of them, but it did scare me at first. I was just a little alarmed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's awesome that it's recognized, and I'm sure... you know, there's. I think they give these out at the or how does it work? Are they giving pink prizes out or stuff like that? Or what are you guys doing?
I don't know if they're giving anything away. Yeah. There might be a giveaway. I don't know that marketing handles all that.
I can't speak for marketing, but I know the giveaways at the gates. If I'm correct, we're not pink related.
Okay, so scratch that.
We have a giveaway.
I could be wrong, but I did hear of two. And
anyone who buys pink ribbon product from us, whether in the store or online, will get what would you call it? A commemorative.
It's a 3-pack player cards.
Nice.
And they got like pink accents and a pink ribbon on it. And it's
great.
Like Brady, Mayo, and Moss, I believe.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So with any purchase, they get a free 3-pack of player cards.
Any pink purchase.
Any pink ribbon
pink
product.
Pink
we have other
products
that are pink that. Aren't part of the program, I guess. But if you search for Pink Ribbon on the website, you'll find all the products that are part of that.
Yes.
Cool.
And there's more stuff coming. We have some things in now, but more will be here later this week. So
that's exciting. October 1 is here tomorrow. It's crazy to think about.
It is.
But so what was the fun topic of this Wednesday? I can't believe it's Wednesday already, by the way.
Pizza Wednesday?
Pizza
oh,
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, solid.
It was good
pizza.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Good pizza?
Sal's and Mal's in Foxborough.
Never heard of it. Got to go. Sal's and Mal's?
I had to put an over-under on what you could eat. I'm going to go
one
slice.
One slice.
How big is it?
It's just a solid slice.
You definitely, 100%, I'll put this out there, probably would underestimate how much pizza I could consume.
Uh-oh.
That's
we
my
got
favorite
another challenge.
Food.
I'm not getting
it's
involved.
It's my favorite food. Was that the challenge today?
No, I don't
know. No, but this conversation came up one Pizza Wednesday, and Jim ended up eating a half gallon of ice cream the next week. So
Jim got a little chatty and cocky about how much Jim could eat.
One of the little girls that worked in the pro shop said she could
about
eat
your
more,
size.
More than I could, more ice cream than I could.
Oh,
and
no.
I just thought, she's 100 pounds. I'm well over 200. There's no way she could eat more ice cream than me. But she was so confident, it actually scared me when we made the
challenge.
She was
very confident.
She was.
Very confident.
She couldn't eat as much ice cream as she thought. Let's just leave it at that.
She ate much more than I
She put a half gallon down in less than an hour.
Yeah.
It was very impressive.
Wow. But, I hate her.
But she lost.
She lost because you ate so much. That probably made you feel like you were going to throw up too, I'm sure.
A little, but it was good. I wouldn't recommend trying it.
What kind of ice cream was it?
Fudge swirl.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm. Have you ever been to, is it Ben and Jerry's that has that massive like monster bucket that you could eat?
I've seen that.
Have you seen that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have a contest for who could eat the most, so. It's all you.
It was an innocent Pizza Wednesday conversation, and next thing I know, I'm involved in a stupid ice cream eating challenge.
So Jim's learned
that forced
not
me to eat
a,
over a half a gallon of ice cream. So,
so you'll keep your mouth shut next time someone challenges.
Yeah, I'm not getting involved ever again.
So let's talk about how much pizza you can eat.
Well, I mean, it's probably not a lot. Obviously.
Jeff might take you on.
But if you the amount of pizza per weight, the whole thing, I bet you the ratio would be in her favor.
This is probably not a lot. You guys are going to be like, oh, that's nothing. But I've eaten like an entire Domino's thin crust medium pizza by myself.
That's solid.
That's good.
It's thin crust, so it's not that you know.
I don't know.
But I could handle that. And probably
you're not shy. Most women.
Well, the Sal's and Mal's pizza we had today was New York style pizza.
Oh, okay. So that's deep dish, right?
It's not deep, but it's a little bit thicker.
It's
a little more dough.
All right.
And the slices are just big.
Why do you guys bring me some? I'm hungry.
It's just a big pie.
Nice.
God, it's good.
It is good.
I just love it.
So you guys were probably silent instead of yapping. You sat there and just consumed the pizza.
You gonna eat your tots?
But actually, you've. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know you're from down south, but you've probably traveled your share of states. Is that safe to assume?
Yeah, I'm a traveler.
So the conversation today was what state, would you say the topography or the
That's the right
the,
word.
The landscape, I think it is the right landscape word. Is pretty much consistent across the whole state, like Rhode Island. You could go end to end. Doesn't change much.
Yeah. Well, Florida's like that, obviously.
Yeah, Florida's.
But isn't Northwest Florida got some hills to it?
To find a hill, I don't think it's going to be like that. Yeah, I actually haven't been to Northwest. Oh no, I've been to Northwest, Northeast more so.
Well, I don't know if I'd count
Jacksonville. I haven't.
You have the beach. You have the Everglades. You have the middle of the state, which is just
So
it's got some differences, but like I assume Kansas, that was one of the ones we thought probably doesn't have that much.
Never been.
I've been to Eastern Kansas, not Western Kansas.
Isn't Iowa pretty much the same?
Iowa's pretty much the same.
Jeff's from Iowa.
Top to bottom, Iowa's pretty much the same.
All right. So it was like a count of how many states you could think of that you've been to and seen.
Well, it actually evolved into not so much which one's the most consistent is which one has the most diverse landscape.
That's got to be California.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado was in there, but California's got the ocean and
mountains. You can mountains. Surf and ski in the same day.
You know, it's an interesting one. Georgia is diverse. There is mountains, I believe, in northern Georgia, which is kind of crazy because.
Is that the Ozarks?
You don't see it in Atlanta. Well, Atlanta's kind of north, but.
Chip, is that the Rockies?
I didn't say that.
I know. I'm sorry.
I said, was it the Ozarks or the Appalachians? It's got to be one or the other.
What is it called? I don't know. I have to find. People go up there. It's like a vacation
spot.
The
Great Smoky Mountains, I think.
That could be.
I think it's the Great Smoky Mountains because it's Tennessee and then it goes.
We got any listeners out there from Georgia? Come on.
What are you thinking?
Email us, webradio@patriots.com, because we clearly are guessing at this point. But
once we get south of New York City, the show's over.
No, we got fans out there, hopefully, listening right now. You guys can help us out with our geography of the day, because that's what we're talking about, and we're really not talking shop right now.
Yeah, we did talk a little bit about the some new gear and some
the pink stuff, and we talked about the jerseys.
But that's
Jim had a really good take on what's your catchphrase?
All jerseys,
not all jerseys are created equal.
Not all jerseys.
When you came in,
equal.
We were showing the difference between a cheap replica jersey and a real replica jersey.
Oh. So. Oh, wow.
See, if you look at what the players actually wear, like there's a picture of Kevin Falk in the studio.
Okay.
And you can tell it's just, there's a lot of differences.
But you can also buy that one, right? That's the one you can buy?
This is what we sell.
We sell this, the equipment replica jersey.
Right.
And then there's discount stores that sell a cheaper version. It's not an equipment replica. It's just a Patriot jersey. And there's differences. And I built a little page on our website just to sort of show the difference. A lot of people had asked why our jerseys are priced a little higher than what they see in some of the discount stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to explain the differences in the jerseys.
You guys sell the real deal. You don't sell.
It's very much like the one the players wear.
Yeah.
More so than the less expensive version.
Yeah. So. All right, cool.
That's all you really missed.
It's all I really missed. I missed a lot. I just took that all in right now in 2 minutes.
We're
all
just
right.
glad you're back safe.
I know. I ran in my high shoes, but I made it. And I'm going to get some water right now because we're going to take a really quick break. But send us emails, guys. If you're listening, webradio@patriots.com. We will answer your questions right here on Shop Talk.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush, but you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
I was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member of the FDIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got razor-sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Christina Acker here with the guys from the Pro Shop. We are talking shop and took a quick little break, but don't forget, we're going to give a question of the day coming up in a little bit here, and you can have the chance to win one of these amazing pink ribbon items. It's a hat as the NFL and the Patriots recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month of October. Get your pink gear now. The guys have been talking about it on the show so far, and you can win a hat. We've got the slouch version and the, structured and slouch versions of this gorgeous little cute pink Patriots hat.
Unstructured.
Whoa.
Instead of slouch.
That's huge.
It's taken you all show to think of that, huh?
All week
since last week. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really. Where was that last week?
And Jason. Hello,
that's what I've always called them.
It was an epiphany that just happened.
Yeah, but it's a great month. It's a great thing that the NFL does, and the guys are going to give away a hat. So we want the first caller. We'll give you the question in a little bit, but I think we're going to go back, and you guys wanted to recap some stuff from the weekend. Anything?
Actually, this past weekend was great. We, despite the rain, the pro shop was packed. It was pregame and postgame. Obviously, with the win, there was we just got nailed, but it was good. People were there. Honestly, there was not one category that stood out. I mean, this is one of those. This is that time of year where the whole thing just is spread out. The sales are just spread out every category. It's not like it's Five Below and people are just grabbing winter gear. It was good.
Early in the season, home game, everybody's getting their stuff.
A lot of player families were in, and it was the whole thing.
Did I hear Arthur Blank was in there too?
Yeah, Arthur Blank and Mr. Kraft had an event up in the hall, and they both came down. Another example, you never know who you'll run into at the pro shop. So they were there, and they cut right through. Actually, Arthur Blank literally bought something. He bought something. I forget exactly what the item was, but he brought it. He went up and paid for it.
That is very interesting.
He wanted to do it, you know, as is, and it was pretty neat.
So he's an alum of Babson up here.
He knows the New
England area. I'm not sure exactly where he's from, but that is a very Southern Georgia-like thing to. All opponents aside, I'm going to go into the Patriots Pro Shop.
Oh, really?
And buy a hat and be friendly.
Wow.
It's great, isn't it? What do you buy? Wonderful. I'm dying to know.
I think
it was a hat, wasn't it?
Was it a hat? I'm pretty sure he probably didn't put it on. It might have been for someone else.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He's
cool.
A pretty slick-dressed guy.
Did he pay with a check?
I don't know. He put it on Christina's account.
No, I only
account.
Do that, apparently. Apparently. I guess Christina's no one writes checks
an out-of-state check at that, right?
Well, you know, here was the thing. It was something at 96 cents? Like, did you really want me handing you a bunch of quarters? I guess I could have given you another dollar and not worried about the four pennies, but I was just like, I don't have cash, and yeah, here's a check. And I've literally held my checkbook for the past, since that first week I came in and was going to pay back for it, and Ryan so graciously reminded me through an email.
No, we're good. We're good.
Ken was getting ready to call the collection agency. I'm not going to lie.
That's okay.
He's gone after people. Not pretty.
I wasn't going to let it slide one more day, because if I did... We'd be into October.
Oh, I found a picture of Ken. I found a picture of Ken when I was looking for the pictures of the jerseys, the not all jerseys are created equal thing. And Jeff's been saying I should find a picture of Ken and send it out through Twitter.
Yes.
So I'll do that. I'll send that picture out.
How's Twitter working out for you? Good?
Good, yeah.
Followers?
You know, it's good getting feedback. We did a survey on there asking lady users, you know, or anybody, which player jerseys should we carry in women's? That we don't currently have. We have a few, but we'd like to add to that.
Huh.
So we have Moss. We have Brady. We have
Welker.
Welker. Still Brewski. And we were saying which other players should we carry. And Mayo and Gostkowski, I think Matt Light, those were the top three choices. But
great.
We'd definitely like to hear what people want, especially in areas where we have some holes like that. We don't have enough. We have a lot of different styles. There's throwback women's. There's white, navy. There's a premier jersey now, which is like a replithetic. Mm-hmm. For women, but what other players should we carry?
Yeah, so well, this
and
is a forum
not just
for
women's,
it.
But we were just talking about that. There's areas that people want product in that we might be light on. Actually, we just got bathrobes, women's bathrobes.
Oh, they're nice too.
Hmm.
White, kind of
plush,
like terry cloth, kind of
plush though, like
plush.
They're actually nice, but
are they
Jim's
long
wearing
robes
one now.
To your ankle?
That's not
stand
funny.
Up and model it for us.
Just don't open it.
And don't do the eyes, whatever you do.
Is it a to the floor ankles, or is it one of the knee length?
I think the three-quarter length.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Which will be ankles to the floor on me, so I can
right.
buy that.
You have to get
you
the
said
small,
it, not me.
Yeah.
So
they don't have youth sizes.
No youth robes for you.
Well, I would be buying the youth size if it
wow,
was
that
a
was
floor.
A shot across the bow, huh?
Whoa. It's all right.
Jim, how dare you?
Wait, what did you say exactly? I missed that.
I said no youth bathrobes. Mm-hmm. You're the one who brought it up. I'm just echoing what you said.
It's okay.
It's pretty rude.
It. No worries. No rudeness.
I was
going to
say, she's a big girl.
I'm just going to give her.
It wouldn't have been really right.
I am a big girl. I was just asking because I'm a fan of bathrobes, especially in the winter.
She's not feisty. You have no coffee today.
I'm dying right now.
Whoa.
I have no coffee. I have water, and it's doing nothing. And I'm kind of. I'm kind of on the hungry side, so. That's a whole other side of me. No one wants to see. So we're going to have to wrap this up.
There's a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke. You could just take a swig.
I would touch that in this radio station if you paid me.
Oh, man.
We got an email. What's the most popular women's jersey? Women's jersey. I could probably guess that
Brady's
one.
Been, but Welker's right there.
Yeah, I'd go at Welker.
Head-to-head, Welker-Brady?
I think lately. I don't, yeah.
Well, I think because Tom was out last year, Welker
got a little
nod.
That's
there. A good observation. Yeah. Came up,
we have Lady Moss jerseys. They've done pretty well, too. Yeah. But not as quite as well as Welker and Brady.
Yeah.
The throwback this year, because it's the 50th anniversary and everything's throwback right now, the throwbacks have done really well online. We've sold a lot of ladies' throwbacks.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that. I'll have to check that out.
You should spend more time at PatriotsProShop.com.
PatriotsProShop.com.
We won't hound you for the money because we just won't give you anything until you pay us.
That's true.
And you can do that from your desk and or home.
I can.
Thank you, Jeff, for explaining.
And the web is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unlike the store.
Mike has restricted hours and all.
You want to shop at midnight, you cannot come to the store here at the stadium. You'd have to go online.
Hey, it's so he just makes his money in those off hours. When 90% of the world's sleeping.
No, that's
the web
he makes
is
up wonderful
worldwide.
Catchphrases. Like the one we're going to ask everybody about. The catchphrase of the day is going to be the question of the day. How do we like that?
That works.
Perfect.
So, Jim, take it. What was it? The catchphrase on Patriots jerseys?
You don't want to say it because that's the question.
Don't say the phrase.
Jim was getting ready to... Let loose. And we had
telling a 5-year-old. Tell him it's a surprise party.
That's like, what is your name? The guy's name is Bob. You know that old Cheech and Chong skit?
Oh, man.
Begins with a B, ends with a B. The catchphrase was...
I want to hear that. Go ahead.
The Cheech and Chong skit where the guy's on the game show.
Okay.
And the question was, what is your name? For $500, Bob, what is your name? And Bob goes, oh, I don't know. I know this one. He's trying to figure it out. He can't figure out his own name. And
the
guy says, begins with a B, ends
and
with a B.
And he also says, Bob, what's your name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Just, you'd have to hear
it's
it.
Good entertainment.
The catchphrase is what I spoke about the jerseys.
Okay. So a catchphrase about the jerseys, the Patriots jerseys.
Right.
It's
on the website.
It's a hint.
You titled your FAQ with that, right?
Yeah, if you go to the FAQ, the top link there goes to the comparison of the jerseys and that catchphrase.
This is like taking that test in high school where the teacher's basically giving you every opportunity for the answer.
We like to win.
That's all right.
We like for other people to win,
That's
too.
What I mean. We like winning.
We like for everybody else to win, too. So, yeah, it's easy. Just email us or call us 508-543-7482 and tell us the catchphrase that Jim so wonderfully came up with. And it's on the website. So, hint, hint, go check it out. So we'll wait for that. But in the meantime, you guys had a good weekend. And we want... everybody to, like they've been saying, give us your ideas of what you haven't seen, items that none of us have ever thought about or talked about, obviously, because it doesn't exist. Anything that anybody wants to see, send us emails, let us know, because that's what we're here for, obviously, sitting here chatting.
Because there's some really unique stuff that we have that sells really well that, looking from the outside, I wouldn't have thought of done well, like the garden gnomes.
Again.
We got garden gnomes in, and we sold out of them online in, 4 days? Damn. 3 cases of garden gnomes were gone in 4 days. People just jumped all over. And I would never have thought, that would be a hot seller. So there's clearly things out there that people would want that.
And we have many versions of gnomes.
We have
full
two
size.
Versions of
we got the mini version. And
we need a gnome keychain.
Well, we had, did we have gnome ornaments last year?
Yeah, that's true. We did have gnome ornaments.
Why is everything gnome related?
I don't
know.
Get people like their gnomes.
I guess.
They like their dogs and they like their gnomes.
All right. Here's another question. Mark, I don't know where Mark's from, but Mark is asking, is there a way to get informed when sales will be online or in the store? Do you guys have clearance sales, anything like that, end of the
season?
We
do. We have. We usually do a spring clearance sale.
Spring, okay.
But we do other promotions like free shipping and discounted shipping and free expedited shipping during the holidays we've done.
We get a lot of promotional,
usually in the newsletter is the way that
season tickets. We've had that for.
Yep, we've given away tickets. So we've done not just sales, but all kinds of promotions. The best way to make sure you get those is to subscribe to our newsletter.
Okay.
If you just email newsletter@patriots.com, you'll get added to our list and you'll get our newsletter. And that's the best way to find out when something like that's going on.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's a new little tidbit. Newsletter at Patriots.com if you want updates on clearance sales, things like that.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. If you go to the FAQ page,
let's get the email
it'll
right
tell you that. Because at the top of my head, I can't remember if it's Pro Shop newsletter at Patriots.com or a newsletter at Patriots.com. I don't remember. I don't have access.
10,000 emails.
Oh, geez.
So someone upstairs.
Here we go. Yeah, someone's not going to be too
happy.
Somebody
needs a newsletter.
I'll give you one that definitely works. Write to online Pro Shop at Patriots.com.
Okay.
And just say you want to subscribe to the newsletter, and we'll add you to the list.
Okay, so online Pro Shop at Patriots.com.
Right. What about Twitter? Do you put the sale on Twitter?
Yeah, we put it there, too. We haven't done a lot since we started using Twitter, but absolutely. If you do Patriots Pro Shop is our Twitter.
Cool.
ID, so definitely subscribe to that, because we'll probably do some special things just on Twitter that we haven't done otherwise. So we'll start doing some of those things as the season rolls on.
What about Facebook, Jim?
Yes, you can probably find out about it there, too.
Nice. Jim's got it going on all angles. Facebook, Twitter, online. Yeah, I guess the newsletter has a lot of information other than just sales. So.
Yeah, the newsletter we send during the season pretty much every 2 weeks. We try not to send it too much to spam people with information they don't need. You know, we all get too many emails, too many newsletters. So we try to keep it to every other week during the season. And then off season, we go to maybe once a month. So we try to, when we send it out, we usually try to have something that people would be interested in. And it's good. It's got a big list.
Great.
So subscribe.
Hopefully you'll get some more people subscribing. I think we have someone on the phone for the wonderful little pink lady's hat. It's Sheila from Florida. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Where in Florida are you?
I'm in Clearwater.
Clearwater. Okay. Have we spoken with you before?
Yep.
Oh, great. Oh, you're back for another one, huh?
Absolutely. I'm doing my Christmas shopping.
There you go. Well, this is
so
a great way to do it.
Christmas. I sit online, listen to you, what you guys are saying, and
we got some good stuff. Yeah. Well, the holidays are right around the corner, so if whatever you can get your hands on. Do you know the answer to our question?
Yes. It was not all jerseys are created equal.
I think we have a winner. Jim, is that correct?
That is correct.
That is his slogan about Patriots jerseys, and you have just won. It's a great hat. It's the Patriots logo. It's got some pink on the sides of the rim and the top of it with a ribbon on the back and the NFL logo just representing Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we have a women's and a men's. I think you could pick either or. So
sure.
Which one would you prefer?
I prefer I'd prefer them. The women's, I guess.
The women's, okay. The women's is actually the slouch fit.
Unstructured.
And the unstructured fit, and the men's is the structured fit. So whatever, we'll go with the women's if that's the one you want. Jason will get your information right now, so stay on the line. Thank you so much for calling and listening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thanks. Enjoy your hat.
Thanks, I will.
All right. That's Sheila. That's our good friend Sheila from Florida, Clearwater. Nice place.
Nice.
Florida fans listening down there? I've not been to Clearwater. I have friends from Clearwater. I haven't been there. That's West Coast, correct?
Yes. No, it's like Central Florida, I think.
Central West. Yeah, it's, I haven't been to the West Coast much, only Fort Myers area.
I lived in Punta Gorda for about a year.
Yes, I know
Charlotte.
Punta Gorda.
Sarasota, you've been there?
I haven't been there, but I have some really good friends that live there now.
The nicest beach in Florida is Siesta Key Beach in Sarasota.
I've heard that. Siesta Key, yeah.
It's white. Pure white, softest sand you've ever seen.
Yeah. That's how this. Have you been to Destin in the Panhandle? Destin has white sand as well. It's pretty nice. Pretty nice. And what are you two giggling at?
It's taking digs at Jim.
Pretty, 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 pretty
oh,
nice.
Oh, pretty. That's a curvy
oh,
enthusiasm,
yeah,
right?
There we
yeah.
go.
Yes.
Ding,
ding, ding,
ding.
You can
open a whole can of worms
if
we go down that.
That's good, though. I do know that one.
All right.
I do
excellent.
Know that one.
Oh, that's funny.
Is Jim a big fan, or is
I think they thought I sounded like him.
Oh, okay.
We all watch that.
Okay.
It's kind of one of our stupid Pizza One Day discussion staple topics.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
All right. Well, it's a good topic.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
Okay.
From a girl's point of view, given the guy's advice on what looks good. We had this discussion this past Sunday. We had some people show up to the games a little crazy decked out, and we had a female fan starting to take digs on this guy. And it was a humorous thing. I think they all had a few too many cocktails. It was outside, actually up in Patriot Place. Anyway, the discussion started going, when does a guy look cool from a girl's point of view at a game, and when does he go overboard?
What did this guy have, like, face paint?
Oh, yeah, he was way overboard.
Support the team.
Yeah.
But, so the guy with him was saying, he goes, I don't want to be like that. He wanted to look cool because the girl was quite attractive. And so he kind of got a little worried that he was more like his buddy.
So she was completely calling out the buddy with the face paint and the cape, the whole nine.
You know, from our point of view, the more the better.
But I think the jeans
with the replica jersey, safe bet. I mean, is that still too much?
It totally depends on the girl, 100%. Like myself, I like the colored, sporty, like kind of like what the coaches wear on the sidelines. You know, that kind of thing with the jeans. If you're going to go jersey, probably shorts. I don't know. I guess you can't really wear those in the winter. But it depends on the girl and the style you like. I mean, jerseys are great. I don't know about face paint and all that. Maybe a little eye black just to be funny. Like after a couple cocktails, oh, okay, cute, whatever. But the whole weird hats and capes and yeah, I could see where she's coming from. Yeah.
But what about topless, chest painted?
Yes.
Oh.
What if the guy just comes in with the jersey painted on his chest?
That's absolutely ridiculous and absurd.
Or people spelling out pats.
If you start dating someone like that,
you need to buy some face and body paint.
I mean, it maybe at the college level that's cute. And yeah, okay, but that guy's still even. Like, he's that guy who's in no shirt being called out by everybody. So
yeah, but up here, that's the 55-year-old guy that's
in the winter.
Got a nice belly. And
the guys that are follically challenged.
He can move his stomach around.
So to go back to your question, if that looks cool to an attractive girl, I'm going to say ladies are probably with me. I don't know about going overboard like that.
You know where I draw the line is, you see guys that wear like a 1996 Curtis Martin jersey.
I agree.
I saw one on Sunday.
Yeah, I did too. More than one, I think.
Yeah.
So you think it's just too old school? It's like,
they got to update. Either they go with a red throwback to like a Tippett Hannah type look.
Yeah.
Or
because when a jersey's 10 years old, it looks ratty.
But doesn't that, the whole like jinx kind of luck thing fall into place with some people, I'm sure?
Personally, I'd never wear a jersey for a guy that ever played for the Jets. Yeah. That's one thing I would draw the line. But I just think a jersey that's 10 years old looks like an old 10-year-old jersey that's been in the bottom of your closet and you rip it out on game day. And
sometimes hats, people can get away with hats like that because it's an old hat. Mm-hmm. They love it. But jerseys, I can see where you're coming from. Raggedy. Come on, get a new jersey, buddy.
Yeah, but I think honestly the pickup scene out in the lots is probably a little more than we think.
The pickup scene.
I do. I'm starting to.
People are hooking up at Patriots.
No, I'm saying. No. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Please clarify.
Yes. What?
I think more guys go to the game now.
Oh, the single scene.
The single scene.
Oh.
Maybe the pickup scene. I don't know. Maybe the pickup
trucks.
You
see a lot more women at these early season games.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Cold yet. You know, when my wife wants to go to a game with me, she always picks a September game.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably it. That's definitely it.
I don't think there's a lot of hooking up going on.
I didn't mean hooking up. I said picking up.
Wow.
He said
tomato, tomato, my friend.
Because I thought he meant pick up trucks, so I was like,
that's because you're a nice girl.
Where I thought he was going.
Hey, Lisa, you look pretty hot today. Maybe we should go to lunch sometime.
What is that from?
Brady on SNL.
Oh my God, that's right.
I remember that one. That was good. That was good.
Fantastic.
That's funny. Hey, that's
come on down to Tom Brady's Falafel City.
Oh, Jesus.
That makes me hungry.
Yeah, my stomach's growling.
We're opening one in the new store, right?
Yes, the Falafel City.
The Falafel City.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Okay,
right next to the lottery ticket machine.
Next to the lottery ticket machine.
That is actually there. So, that's not a joke.
We do have the lottery ticket machine.
Falafel's not so much. That's funny that you observe that is potentially the scene.
Yeah, I think Jim hit it though. I don't know why. Just personally, I've seen more of the.
I was tailgating here Saturday, Sunday, and I definitely saw a lot more ladies. Than you normally see. Always in September, maybe in October.
Good observation. All right, and it's a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday.
People were drinking wine next to us.
Nice.
Like,
uncorked the bottle of wine, and we're drinking red wine in the park. And I like red wine, but. Tailgating?
I go white in the middle of the day.
We sell Patriot wine glasses.
What?
No wine.
I've had wine in the middle of the day, like in a tailgating situation.
If I went with a bunch of guys,
admitting you have a problem is the first step in getting help.
But tailgating, wine.
It's so good.
It's more of like a beach boat scene. When
no
you're,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, if I went with a bunch
wine.
Of guys and someone
That's
broke out
than tailgating,
wine,
though.
Yeah, that is different than tailgating.
If someone broke out a, if we all went to the game and Jim broke out a bottle of wine,
oh, I never
no,
the
well,
end
not
of
Jim,
it.
But yeah. I mean,
that would make the ice cream incident forgotten forever. It would be,
I'm sure
it'd be
these
wine
people
boy.
Had.
I think that's.
I'm sure
know.
These people had a full spread of a table with, kind of like a lunch scene, right? Like
okay.
eating food.
Sounds like a South Florida thing.
I bet you they had brie.
Yeah.
Yes. Brie and wine and cheese at a yeah, it kind of doesn't really fit at a tailgate. I agree with that.
Right in the back
but
of the Range Rover.
But you see what they're
Rover.
Trying to go.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I guess that's another topic. What is every what tailgating things people like to see coming up? It is going to get cold. I know koozies are going to be flying off the shelves to hold the cold beer.
No, and
the,
if people haven't been here for a while, the tailgating is kicked up a couple notches in the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's pretty,
you know, there was tents all over the place.
Tent city.
Just, I mean, I've been tailgating here for 20 years, and it's nothing like it was even 5 or 10 years, even 10 years ago.
Wow, good to
well,
know.
Jim blacked out for the past 15 tailgates.
He just doesn't remember.
Detox is working.
Just means I was tailgating the right way.
Right.
So do you guys still sell the Patriot grills and the Patriot generator and all that stuff to
no,
help
no
with the tailgate supplies?
We are actually, Jeff, we're getting a pretty high-end line of grills. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago. But Team Grill.
Team Grill is a sponsor. They've already got an ad on the website.
Yep. It's
we're just waiting for them to come
very
in.
Very high-end grill, but very nice.
Wow.
We'll have them in the pro
couple
shop
different
shortly.
Versions.
Oh,
new
that's
logo,
great
old
news.
Logo.
You guys yeah. held this out to the very last minute?
We didn't have it yet, so.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, but yeah. Yeah, that's.
It's coming.
Those are going to sell.
Oh, those
they
are definitely.
They
yeah.
are pretty, they're pretty cool. Throwback and current logo
current
so
logo, yeah.
it's a red one
exciting.
I prefer the red one. I thought yep. that was pretty
it's very nice
cool
charcoal or gas
gas
nice
well that's something
wood.
To look forward to another 1 o'clock kickoff this weekend here at Gillette Stadium the Patriots are home. Hopefully maybe we'll get a nice day. Might be a little bit of rain, but put those go grab the tents, Patriots tents. We got those.
Yeah, we sell those.
Get some Patriots
gazebos.
Tents. Yep, gazebos. Yep. Throw them up. Cover yourself from the rain. Get your rain jacket. Get your wine and your brie.
I might take a walk through the lot.
And wear your 10-year-old jersey.
And wear your 10-year-old right. jersey. And we're going to love
Vincent
you next
Brown.
Week. Yes.
10-year-old discount store jersey.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, keep sending the emails. Let us know what you guys want to see. We hope to see everybody in the pro shop this Sunday. 1 o'clock kickoff, like I said. Lots of items to be bought for a Sunday game. Yeah, go Patriots. And thanks for watching and listening. We will see you next week right here on Shop Talk. Have a good one.